Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from the loveliness of spring in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Just take a deep breath with me before we begin. Draw that life force in as you close your eyes. And notice the breath circulating throughout your being. And then feel yourself anchoring into this moment with the exhale. I sit in the depths of this now. I feel the invitation and love of this now. Everything flowers out of this depth. What is falling away and what is being born. And the deeper I go into this void, this sound that has no sound, this still point, the more powerful I become and the greater the clarity on my path. As I sat with my breath this morning before the show, this is what I felt. This is what I was given. The breath carries so much depth, remembrance, invitation. It is the one place we can return to again and again that is unchanging. So many things are opening up, especially so with the spring equinox. Opening up in the known. Movement is happening where things have seemed stagnant for a while. There is a joy, a release in this new movement. And with that liberation, what is also opening up is boldness. Your boldness, your dreams, your increasing awareness of why you are here and the passionate love and desire to serve and share and love and remember. And that's what it's all about. We are aligning with our future selves now. A lot is being cleared away, and yet we are being asked to come into what is now present with our new levels, our new sight and perception. Does that make sense? If you come into brand new space with your old thought and belief and fears, that new space will conform to your will. That is how energy works. This is the power we have always had. We are entering a time where more and more are conscious of that power and are redirecting the energy and choices, thoughts and beliefs toward new dreams, higher dreams that reflect the frequencies and power of our hearts. The Shining Ones say, lean into the mystery of everything right now. Lean into the levity, the rise, the joy of the Gaia realms and new creationary spaces that are here to basically escort us to the new day. March 2026 reflected a lot of purging, release, observing ourselves in transition. Now, that purge may have been a sickness for you, a cold, a fever, a skin condition. It may have been reflected in business, in finances, in relationships. Things needing to be released, surrendered, so that something new and with higher vibration could enter in to its place. The rise of light and personal power really anchored in March, and it had a lot to do with our willingness to just let go, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. All of which was supported by the spring equinox on the 20th. Just expansive qualities of this new light have entered in with that gateway. Heightened energies that are both stimulating, which is related to purge, and transcendence, which allows us to get above the old releasing, to feel the heart more open, new potentials and possibilities opening up, all for the purpose of merging more fully with the I Am Presence. And this is the experience I was sharing with you at the opening of the show, this very solid, grounded, purposeful depth of presence, a still point that will keep resetting your center and strengthening your new human identity and perception. Another theme I want to explore with you today is how experiencing prophecy in real time is different than knowing prophecy. Breathe that in. This is another new level we have stepped into with the rise of the light and personal power that anchored in March. March was like a cosmic sifter. It really separated the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. There's a new light, a new sun coming up over the horizon, and it's exposing everything. Life that appears terrible, war, murder, death, the depravity beneath the Epstein files, young people being targeted overseas, planes crashing in nonsensical ways, more and more of humanity being oppressed with government shutdowns and tariffs and soaring food and gas prices. There is a new light, a new sun coming up over the horizon that is exposing everything, including you, your light, my light, the new, very different radiance of the babies being born in this now, young people coming into the spotlight with stunning gifts of light. More of humanity coming together at grassroots levels, leaving uninspiring jobs to find community and knit together a new existence with less dependence. Can you be still when you seemingly have nothing? Is your heart exploding with joy when you feel alone and unsupported. The Shining Ones say often that life is deep. It is born of deep and profound places, deep and profound truth. Breathe that in, new humans. You know this resonance. You know this frequency. You know this wisdom. Life is deep. It is born of deep and profound places, deep and profound truth. Feel the swirls, the light codes of remembrance activate within you as your inner technology begins to shift to a new human operating system that is able to see everything through the lens of unity. In our mastery, we pursue divine perfection. It's that one-pointed focus of an arrow that has already been released toward its aim. Mastery is about pursuing divine perfection, the proper use of life force, which calls forth source-informed, coherent creation. And again, one-pointed focus. When we achieve consistent creation aligned with the intelligence of this new light, this love, our crystalline DNA activates a quantum phase lock. This is the cosmic Christ state, and it holds us in unwavering unity with the I Am Presence, with your soul's intention and your heart's desire. And when this occurs, we cannot create distortion any longer. Our reality self-correct, higher realms are revealed, and we open as conduits of source-informed creation. This is the passage of movement we are now in. So, mastery, divine perfection, proper use of life force, source-informed creation, that's the goal, right? Otherwise, we're just playing at spirituality. And to achieve this state, we practice the proper qualification of the light flowing from zero point within the heart center. We shift to conscious, proper use of source, love, light, intelligence. It's like a razor, a crystal's edge. It is pure. There is no coding for disease or lack or limitation of any kind. That is why we must keep returning to this focus again and again and again. We are always qualifying the light. Before we wake up, before we become aware, self-aware, our lower thoughts, our emotions, past experiences, trauma, external narratives, personal stories, acquired fears inform the light. That is your power. Inform the light to produce dense, lower vibrational realities. And it becomes a habit, a learned habitual behavior. I'm seeing so many of your faces that I'm speaking to right now, so breathe this in. Our creations in the unawakened state are mostly trauma-informed or externally informed. All distortion and negativity dis-ease, unwellness comes from external information and influence. This misqualification of light disrupts, you know, like a frequency interference, static on the station you currently occupy. It disrupts the organic, source-informed flow of the heart. It's a bit of an understatement to say that it has been a big few months. Finding our sea legs, our new earth legs in 2026. This last month, I just kept emphasizing to clients that the field is very volatile. It's unstable. New light pouring into the historical shadow here. And the metaphor at the foundation of all this instability is that of house of cards will begin to fall. Houses of cards are falling. A house of cards is anything that is built on old energy, old consciousness, old ideas, the lower chakra mechanics of fear, safety, survival, old attempts at control. Personal and collective. The field, this beautiful, intelligent, morphogenic, wholly responsive field around us is very active, responding to you and your choices, your thoughts, your actions, and very much so the collective revelations and maneuvers underway. These old paradigm energies, old contracts, will become more destabilized than ever this year, 2026, on personal and global levels. And this will continue to be true the next 2 or 3 years, especially. Which, as we know, anyone paying any attention to the movement of time on our planet, things will continue to accelerate and move very quickly. So 2 years is like just that, personally. After the shift in the light infusion of March coming into April of 2026, I feel this current transition as something just heavy being lifted from my field. It's like coming up out of something, rising up out of something, breathing different air, new light shining on our faces. And it's kind of like when a flower is touched by the sun, it just is drawn into that light more and more. This is a time of exposure. That is what brilliant light does. This is a time of moving on from duty and known and expectation to passion, service, and wildly purposeful, meaningful life. If you are ready. And this is not something that will happen to you. This is a process happening through you. You get to decide, to choose as an awake, empowered creator if this is your time. And then that must be backed up by change. As new humans, we are moving from the conscious observer phase to intervention. Feel that. Feel into the energy of intervention. We're moving from the observer phase into intervention and partnership with the natural world. Okay, so that is our foundation for today's transmission. Sunday, April 5th, Happy Easter 2026. I'm already worn out. No, just kidding. But it's a lot, this now. And we will explore more deeply what the clearing out and revelation in March brought in for us, you, me, humanity, and planet, in today's energy update. But let's pause here for a meditative moment, a time to breathe and center ourselves in unity, joining our minds and hearts in the intention of oneness.